Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. We also have with us in the studio a normal fixture now that we've had, Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo. Mike, how are you?
Great. 2012 is off and running.
2012 is, and that's exactly right, is roaring. We're going to talk about that. In fact, today's show is going to be nothing what I had planned the show to be this week just because of what we're seeing in the market. So that'll be interesting to talk about. Locally, though, we always are looking for some local headlines, something in the news that we see that, you know, that we like to see and what's going on with property and talk about. Interesting enough, it looks like out at Southridge, it was noted in the news this week as far as property is concerned, that the city there is looking at, there's going to be some development surrounding the memorial out there at Southridge that they have on that kind of marquee freeway location, and they're actually taking proposals from developers to look at. So
wow, there's a lot of room up there.
Once again, that thing just continues. I mean, years of, you know, hospital talk and Bob's Burgers out there, and the development, and now you've got housing going on, you know, on the south side of Southridge out there. So massive continued growth in that area.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's so exciting to be in the Tri-Cities. I mean, with Badger Mountain South that Dan Bruckman was talking about.
Yep.
You know, that huge project, and then this stuff at Southridge. I mean, it's just,
it's
awesome.
It's crazy, and then you start to see stuff like out there. They've been working on finishing. They have that indoor sports facility, the new indoor soccer facility. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of great things happening. On top of that, I noticed that this week, Farmers Insurance Group released a study or a survey of the most secure metro areas, and for the medium-sized metro areas, based upon everything from housing depreciation to crime statistics, that Richland, Pasco, Kennewick topped the list for medium-sized metro areas.
For the whole nation.
Yeah.
So wow.
The most secure. And, you know, from a real estate standpoint, that is a question I get a lot. People will move in from bigger cities, and they'll move here, and they'll be like, how safe is it here? So glad to see us on top of the secure list, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So when people call in with me as well, you know, wanting to know about the area, moving here for business or jobs and that kind of thing, that's something that I bring up all the time. So send me that link.
I will send you that link. I have my little folder of articles, you know, that come across that we keep an eye on for Tri-Cities and stuff. And so that is awesome to see us once again in the national headlines. It further helps with this area, you know, helps increase traffic and eyeballs and people that are considering this area.
And
so
companies
it
too.
Is 2012, McKay. It is. So,
and it's already a week old.
Yes, it's gone.
What?
It's gone crazy. We've talked about what's going to happen in 2012. We talked about trends and predictions and what happens. And one of the things that we've talked about in the past, but because of weather and stuff, we really haven't had it happen so much in the last couple of years. And in my industry over the years, you know, you kind of develop this feeling about things. And one of those things that's trendy in our business is if there is not snow and ice on the ground in January, and granted, it is early, I would say, but we get kind of a shot in the arm of real estate adrenaline. And what happens is our spring market can start earlier. Just because people are willing to make decisions, people are willing to look at property, you can actually tell what a yard looks like right now. Well, I'll tell you what, if this first week is any indication of what's going to happen or what happened over the holidays, that is happening right now. And so it has been crazy. There is new inventory coming on like nobody's business. We're out there pricing homes, looking at homes, and figuring out where this market is right now. But as far as I can tell right now, there is absolutely no slowdown. Mike, how does it look? I mean, how do you kind of get a feel for offices? From the loan side, what are you seeing right now?
Yeah, the phone's been ringing all week. It was funny. You know, you deal with a little bit of slowdown around Christmas. you know, because people are taking time off and everything. But I personally think that that's the time where people do more of their thinking. You know, they take time off. And when you're in your regular schedule and you're taking your kids to the sporting events and, you know, all the different things that they're involved with, then all of a sudden, okay, let's slow down, let's sit down. And I think we talked about this before is, you know what, this house isn't big enough. You know, all the predictions didn't happen in 2011 to values. And so, okay, 2012, let's get out there. And you're right. Nothing to keep them from looking at houses to getting their house ready. And I've seen a definite increase in just 1 week, the amount of phone traffic that we've been getting in our office.
Well, you're exactly right. And so what we're doing right now, and one of the things I wanted to really talk about on the show, is we're really talking about, and we'll probably talk about this again in February. I mean, don't get me wrong. We inevitably will have that, I'm sure, you know, minor snowstorm or little ice storm that comes. I mean, it is January in the Tri-Cities, whether we've all been tricked into an early spring market or not. I even saw they had to run an article in the paper this week about people's plants and flowers were budding out, and they're like, "Don't panic, it'll be okay." You know, it's still cold at night.
Well, they're saying supposedly a little colder than wetter, but the temperatures through next week are going to be 40. So you're going to be busy for at least another week.
Well, there we go, McKay. That's what I like. So one of the things that we really are focusing on right now as we're helping people make these decisions is what do we need to do to get the house ready? And there's a myriad of professionals that we can have help with that. But what do we need to do to get the house ready? And I've got some great examples when we do talk about some new listings and some properties we have of people that, you know, have done what we tell them to do when you go into a house, and it makes a world of difference. So I'll just give one example we had recently. About 3 weeks ago, I went out to a house and a gorgeous house. It's going to be on our pick two out in Cottonwood Springs by the new Cottonwood Elementary out there. And I went into this house, and it was a couple years old, and family home, and lots of pictures on the wall and stuff, and gorgeous property. However, I knew right away from a buyer's perspective, you come into a home like that that is very, very family oriented with pictures all over the wall. What you immediately start to do, and it's just I know better, is you start to examine those pictures. And you start to think, oh gosh, look, they went on this family vacation and they did this. And, you know, this family lives here. This is their home. And automatically you're just like, you know, you're viewing it as their home. And not the buyer's home, or not, could you live here? And so, you know, I even have to remind myself, okay, go back to work. You're not here to look at their family photos. You know, you're here to look at the house and the amenities. Mm-hmm. So even knowing better, I can get distracted. When someone doesn't know better for what they're looking at, it makes it even worse. So we went through and we said, okay, let's put up some general artwork. Let's remove these family photos. Let's take this furniture. Making rooms look bigger right now. It is huge, because that is a trend of space that most of these people are looking for more space. You know, however you want to look at it, they're looking for more space. So anytime you can make a room look bigger, you are going to win, win, win. And so a lot of times what happens, and why I say they're all looking for more space, because if they are going to a bigger house, if they have grown out of their current house, they're moving up, they need more space. They're looking for a bigger house. The more space you can provide, the better off you are. Going the other direction, it's just as important. People downsizing, so they're coming from a 3,500 square foot house and going to 2,000. They already have a problem. They've decided to downsize. They know they need to, but in their mind, they have a problem with 2,000 square feet. So if you don't make 2,000 square feet look huge on your own, you're going to turn off that potential buyer that's downsizing also. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we talk about is, you know, the offices that have, you know, that have three desks in them, and they have desks on every wall and 9 file cabinets. We're going to have to do something about that. You know, we're going to have to get that down to one desk and a couple file cabinets and the bookshelf. Take half the books off and stage it to look well. You walk into an office like that and you immediately think, this is nice. I could work here. I could be in this office, as opposed to feeling pushed out because there's not enough space. So it's a lot of work, but the difference when you go back and see a house that's made those changes and people that have gotten ready for that stuff, is phenomenal. And one of the things is there's so many better options. And I met with him last week, and I need to get him on the show. But now, as home buyers in doing this, the options are unbelievable. And one of the folks we need to get in here is Dean Jackson at Larson Transfer and Storage has those movable pods now. And this is a storage unit that they literally deliver to your driveway. And so if you're doing this, and so what happens is they bring it out on a trailer, because this process can take a week or two. You got to move things out and move into. They can deliver it on site. You can pack it up, and then they can come pick it up and then haul it off and store it at their facility. So, you know, it's saving you those, you know, all those trips down to the solid storage unit. It's giving you the flexibility of, you know, working on it each night and getting it packed up. And especially if you even have, if you have a bigger lot or an acreage property, you can even keep it on site. And then that way you at least get it out of the house and garage. So I can't say enough about space. I've probably already said too much about it, but I'm just right now so passionate about it because this is what we're seeing, you know, and those are the homes that are selling is we're showing the buyers. I mean, it's crazy. First week of January, I think 4 or 5 offers this week. We're still negotiating on some. I almost didn't make it to the show today, McKay. as you know, I apologize for being a little late. McKay's like, is he going to be here? So anyway, that preparing of the house is huge. And then I really want to talk about, when we come back from the break, preparing the buyers to buy. We're going to talk to Mike Denslow at Wells Fargo about this. We're going to talk about a commitment we make to our sellers and talk about preparing a buyer to buy versus what else happens. So when we come back, we'll talk to Mike Denslow at Wells Fargo.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about just this red-hot, fiery start to 2012. We're just pumped up about it. We're going a million miles an hour and really just loving every minute of it. I mean, I don't mind seeing a little snow myself, but keep the weather mild and we'll take the market all day long.
The Tri-Cities market's been hot this week.
So that's going really well. We've talked a little bit about preparing these sellers, preparing these homes to get them sold, but now we're going to talk a little bit about kind of the discussions we have with our sellers, and one of the things that really pops up a lot that really has to do with Mike at Wells Fargo, and that is when we sit down with our sellers, we talk to them about who do you want to see the home, and because from a seller's perspective, they've done all this work, they've got the home staged correctly, they want to show it the best possible light to buyers, and that takes a little bit of time. You know, if you're living in a house or you've got dishes out and stuff, you really need an hour or two to get a house ready to show. And so I sit down with my sellers and I ask them when we're there, I said, who do you want us to show the house to? Do you want us, if it's a $200,000 house, do you want us to show it to people that can afford only $100,000? How do you feel about that? And every one of those sellers tells me, what, Lance, get out of here. I don't even know if I want you to be my agent at this point. Is usually what they say to me, no, don't show it to someone that can only afford $100,000 if my house is $200,000. And so we ask them, we say, okay, if that's what you want, then we will make a commitment to do our best to show it to qualified people that are ready to buy. And so the way we can do that is we have our lenders in check. We encourage all of our buyers the proper way to start your home search. Once you're ready to look at the properties physically and go through them, because what's going to happen when you start doing that is you're going to find one you like. And you're going to find one you like, and you're going to want to be ready to buy, especially with the market being hot like it is this first couple weeks. There's going to be interest in those properties. We've been in multiple offer situations in the last 7 days. It's crazy. And so one of those things we say to people is, great, then we will, before we show the house to people, we will check where they're at in their home search. We'll provide them as many pictures as we possibly can so they have an idea. But then when they're ready to look, we'll make sure that they've been pre-qualified with a lender that this is the price range they're actually looking in. So we're not wasting 2 or 3 hours of your time preparing the house for an unqualified showing. So we make that commitment to our sellers. We ask them if they want that commitment from us, and every one of them always does. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we're a little particular if a buyer calls in and they've seen a house and they're just like, this is the one I've been waiting to come on the market to. What we don't like to do is we don't like to disappoint people. We don't like to get their emotions high and then not be able to deliver. And, you know, early in your career when you don't know any better, you know, I remember those first couple weeks in real estate, although many gray hairs ago, that you might do that. And it's a sad situation when someone can't get that home, you know, and you've spent all this time with them. So, Mike, talk to us a little bit about, what do buyers need to do when they start looking, they want to get in these houses, and they've made the decision to buy? My first thing to do is give them a phone number and to give you a call, and then I guess explain in general terms what happens after that.
Absolutely, yeah.
When can that happen? Can that happen on a Saturday? I mean, where, you know?
Yeah, my cell phone rings 7 days a week. If I'm available, I answer it and answer questions for clients all the time. If I'm out of town or I'm on the other line, you know, I take those calls as well. But it just, you know, I get back to people. I have an assistant that gets back to people. So we're committed to getting people pre-qualified or pre-approved, and we're going to talk about those differences for agents all the time. Last weekend.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, like I said, the market's been crazy. We were working last weekend and showing property, and I appreciate you answering your phone and making that happen. So talk to us a little bit about that difference. You did allude to something, pre-qualified versus pre-approved. I mean, walk us through that.
Yeah, it's a very different thing. I mean, pre-qualified is going to be something that's on the fly, typically on the weekend, where somebody wants to look at a property. For example, you know, what happened last weekend. They want to look at a property. They hadn't been pre-qualified. They hadn't been pre-approved. You send them my way. I chat with them, and it's like, okay, I'm going to ask, you know, how much do you make? Do you have a house to sell? How much money do you have in the bank? How much, you know, what are your debts every month? And I'm just going to do a quick calculation over the phone. How do you feel like your credit is? I'm going to do those calculations. I'm going to come up with an estimated payment, a very rough estimated payment on the house that they're looking at, and say, you know, based on what you've told me, this seems to fit into your housing ratio.
Gotcha. Okay? Because you're working with approval ratios that you know.
That's right. And so I'm just, this is all ballpark.
Right.
That's why this is a pre-qualification. It's just, okay, based on what you told me, you know, this is what your payment would be. And, you know, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to get this house just over the phone. You're pre-qualified. I haven't run credit. I haven't seen pay stubs. I haven't seen W-2s. I haven't seen tax returns. I haven't seen anything. But hey, if you're telling me the truth and everything else falls in line, then yeah, that's, you know, that's something you could do. Now, it's going to be up to the agent who's going to take their time to show that house if they're comfortable with that. Not all agents are, some aren't. And then you've got a pre-approval. A pre-approval is where we actually run you through our Wells Fargo system. We pull credit. It goes through all the guidelines. We look at tax returns. We look at bank statements. We look at W-2s. We look at everything that we anticipate the underwriter's going to want to see. And that's about a 99.9%. I mean, if we can pre-approve you that way, it is really, really solid. It has to be something really off the wall that we haven't seen at that time. The only thing, I think I only had one transaction last year that got hung up on something, is they had a judgment that showed up on title that didn't show up on their credit report.
So you or them might not have even known about it.
Right.
Nobody knew about it.
Exactly.
Right.
So that pre-approval process is much more in depth, but it is still a pre-approval process. It's not an approval process,
right.
You know.
Right.
And so, you know, pre-qualified, like I said, you know, I want to go look at this house. I'm coming in from out of town. Lance, I want to look at this house. I don't have all my stuff with me. Okay, well,
here's my ratios.
To Mike. I go through and I said, yeah, based on what they told me, they are pre-qualified.
And this is, and that process really, I mean, with your questions and how long you've been doing this, I mean, that's like a 5 to 7 minute conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, just like last weekend. I mean,
right.
It's just, you know, I get their info. I call, you know,
right.
I tell them I've got the calculators on my phone, you know, all that kind of stuff. I can bring it up and say, okay, this is what you're looking at for a payment. They're like, yeah, that's what we thought, or it's not.
I really appreciate you doing that because I get the question a lot, and I'm not qualified to answer it. You know, I mean, folks will ask me, well, what do you think? What do you think our payment will be? You know, and I'm like, oh, man, that question is crazy. You know, that's not a simple question. Here's the answer. Here's the number. That is a very in-depth question that has to do with a lot of factors. And, I mean, you know the sequence of questions and the right questions to ask. So I'm really a lot of times, you know, dialing up, getting you on the phone and saying, you know, let's take care of this and let me know. So that, you know, that's a big service. It's a commitment we're willing to make to our sellers. It's a crazy commitment that we're making to our buyers, meaning, you know, we are going to be professional enough to let you know right now how things are going to go, what's happening. And hopefully that means we can, you know, help you faster than we might otherwise be able to. So,
yeah, the big thing on my end is that what people want to see is, you know, how much, what's my rate, what's my payment, and how much am I coming to closing with? I mean, those are obviously the really big things, you know, closing costs, down payment. And going back to your side, if they're selling a house, they need to figure out, well, hey, you know, this is what I owe. What do you think I can sell my house for? We can work out and figure out what we think they will net from that transaction, put that down on the next transaction. And it's, you know, it's definitely a partnership.
It is a huge partnership, yes, and one that can get, you know, there's a lot of steps, a lot of details, and that's great, and I appreciate you doing that. I'm sure this time of year people have decided, they've made it a New Year's resolution, they've made it a goal to purchase property in 2012, and that is really going to be one of those first steps, is getting them together with you. So I can really appreciate that. We appreciate all the work you do there. Now I know too, at the same time with what we're thinking, I'm thinking rates are going to be, creeping up for numerous reasons. It's kind of one of my out there predictions. You, I know, have 9,000 legal disclosures and you can't say that, but I can give you what my prediction is. And then you can tell me the mechanics behind people that might think that's the case, talking a little bit about, you do refinances also.
Yeah, we're doing a ton of refinancing right now. Got a lot of calls this week. Rates are still low. You know, the quote is historically low rates.
Right. And John and I call those stupid low rates. You know, like,
or ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yeah. I think, might have been
with a capital R, the
better word, with a capital R.
Yeah, and people can take advantage of those. Obviously, you know, I've said this on almost every radio show, is the biggest barrier is just people are afraid to call in because they don't want to seem like they don't know what they're talking about. And that's okay.
And some people don't want to feel like, gosh, if you run these numbers and I don't refinance, I wasted your time. And I know you never have said that to me. You know, that's not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. You just need to call in. We can take a look at it. And, you know, people are surprised when you say, you know what, it doesn't make sense to refinance right now.
Right.
But I think I want to. But, you know, I can't come up with a reason how it pencils out. I mean, I've said that to people and they're always shocked. But, you know, we can still do it, but it might not be my recommendation.
Right.
You know, and but then, I can't take someone off the path of refinancing if they want to. I mean, that's part of the, you know, Wells Fargo charter is, you know, you help people as far as you can, and
right,
you make recommendations, but ultimately it's up to them. So, yeah, with what rates are where they're at, they're excellent. I want people to call in. You know,
right.
I want people to call and just check.
That sounds good. And what is that office number where people, I mean, people can always contact the show, kenmoreteam.com, and get a hold of me, but what is that office number to get a hold of you?
My direct line is 736-2621.
Okay.
On the weekends, cell phone 531-9507. It's, you know, you just got to get over that and just say, hey, oh, I'm at X percent. I don't think it's worth it. Well,
right.
It's free to double check and see if it is, because maybe going from a 30 to a 20 year isn't as much of a bump as you thought it was.
And, that's fabulous.
You know, and I'm doing a lot of those, doing a lot of 30 to 15s. I've actually refinanced people last year. Well, actually, well, it's 2012 now. So in 2010, that I got a call from this week and said, hey, you know, how, you know, I'm thinking maybe I can't afford that 20-year. You know, what is that 20-year, and how much of a drop in payment is it? The big thing is when they see what the interest savings are.
Right. No, you know, that's huge.
You know, you go from a 30 to a 20, and your payment goes up maybe $100 or $200, but the interest savings is huge.
Huge.
And, you know, go back, well, I only think I'm going to be in the house 5 years. Okay, well, let's do a break-even analysis. If you do the refinance, how much you're going to owe in 5 years on a 20-year versus how much you're going to owe if you stay on your current term, and even if you pay the same payment as you would on the 20-year, you're still going to owe less on that 20-year. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm a math guy.
So you
I like
it.
Math.
I like
it. I don't expect everyone else to like it as much as I do, but I can break down all those numbers. What if this? What if this? What if this? You know, I do that all the time.
Perfect. Well, Mike, thank you very much. We appreciate that. It's such a huge factor right now. Everybody's been asking me about it, and I know he's a Wells Fargo guy. There's got to be a disclaimer coming, Mike.
Well, I like to say come give me a call, 736-2621. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., equal housing lender.
Thank you very much. Now, property. I told you, McKay, there's some great ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
This first one, I've got two that just I grabbed as I was running out of the office. These are brand new. These are phenomenal. 103-813-Nicole Drive. That's Badger Canyon out there by the Cottonwood Springs, out there by the new elementary school. This is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home, plus bonus room or den, whatever you want to make out of it, within walking distance to the school. Gorgeous open kitchen. We've got granite counters, tile floors, maple cabinets, new modern appliances, big pantry, large island, covered porch. I mean, I can keep going. Huge master suite that opens onto the covered porch. And this is on almost 3/4 of an acre, fully landscaped. It's done. I mean, it's set up, ready to go. And this home is priced at $379,900.
Wow.
So it is, it's only a couple years old. It was, it's just beautiful. So you're getting newer construction. It's one of the best lots left out there in Cottonwood Creek. I mean, this is flat. If you want RV parking, if you want room to build a shop or put a pool in, everything was thought of and set up this way for this lot. So at that price, in that price range and that area of town, Nicole Drive, amazing property. Pick number two, now kind of a completely different property that I've got here, but this is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and it's a stucco condo at Canyon Lakes. Okay, if you're a golfer, listen up. This is right by the clubhouse. I mean, literally, you could just toss the bag over the shoulder and walk out, and you're there. You're on the course, lined up. So this is Canyon Lakes condos out there, tile floors, 9-foot ceilings. Granite. You've got a huge entertaining kitchen. You've got the master on the main level, plus another room on the main level, and then you've got a bonus room up over above the garage. So you're getting all of this. You're getting your own huge garage, oversized garage. On top of that, the owner went ahead and put in its own heating and air zone control for over the garage, because those rooms sometimes are a little tougher to maintain. So this owner has bought this condo over 3 years ago, added an amazing heating and air system to it, and then has come to me and said, let's price it to move. And so we are $15,000 below what was paid for it. With all of these upgrades, next to the golf course, this condo is priced at $240,000.
Wow.
They're like, Lance, it's 2012. We're going to sell this condo. And so brand new to the market. If you have anybody you know looking for that retirement area to the Tri-Cities, low maintenance, any of those type of amenities, this would just be a fabulous, fabulous property. So once again, my cell phone, 727-8977. You can guarantee we are going to be going crazy, showing property, listing property. McKay, we're having a great time. I mean, this is go time, and it's just a blast right now. So we love it when the market gets like this. We thrive on it. And anything we can do to help, KenmoreTeam.com. And once again, Mike, glad to have you here in 2012.
Yeah, it's rocking. Let's go get back to work.
All right, sounds good. We'll see everybody next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.